Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And I'm your host, and of course, I adore doing this show, as you know. And today, I want to tell you about some things that are happening for me that are, you know, so I'm going to be, the first segment of today's show is really going to be all about me. And the second segment of today's show, I have a guest who's going to speak to us about something she calls awkward intercourse. So once again, I have an amazing show lined up for you. Today, as I say, I want to talk to you about things happening with me because I'm changing and I'm growing. And I know if you're listening to this show, you feel that you're changing and growing, or else why would you listen to this show? This show is all about transformation. It's about learning about Tantra. It's about learning about yourself in relation to others, in relation to possibly a partner, in relation to, it's pretty much been about sexual healing and transforming through Tantra. And today, what I want you to know is that we are going to shift. This show is going to shift. I'm shifting. I'm growing. And I'm no longer content to speak with you or to broadcast on subjects only pertaining to Tantra. It's just started occurring to me maybe a month or so ago that I needed to change. And my life really has, since I can remember, since I was born probably, has been completely about change. Like moving fast, growing fast, shifting fast. I never wanted to be somebody who was stuck in the old paradigm. I didn't know what paradigm was then, of course. But I always wanted to be somebody who was at the forefront of whatever the something new was or what new was happening. And I'm someone who gets bored easily. I have to change. I just have to change. So this program and the next three coming up, I'm going to be talking more and more about my change so that I can acclimate you to what's coming. So I want to let you know that you can follow me, Lori Handlers, on Facebook. And you can follow me, Lori Handlers, on Twitter. And of course, for the time being, you can still write to me with any questions you might have about what I'm saying to you now or any questions that you might have about the guests that show up on my show. You can write to me at tantracaferadio@gmail.com. So that said, I want to continue to talk to you about what's happening. So I looked over, I have about 3 years of Tantra Cafe shows. They call it in radio business in the can. It means that I have three years of shows just about that you can either find on the archives of bbsradio.com or you can find on the archives at tantracafe.com or more lately you can find some shows at webtalkradio.com. Both stations have broadcasted me. Certainly, you can find some of my archives in iTunes. There's a lot of places where you can get Tantra Cafe. And so they're still going to be there. All of those archives are still going to be there. And you can go back and learn anything from any subject that I've covered. But I started to look at myself and look at Tantra Cafe, and I felt limited. And I don't ever want to feel limited, as I said before. I need to be on the forefront of things for my life. So I thought maybe I would stop the show altogether. And I didn't really like that idea, but I wasn't sure what to do. I thought, you know, maybe that was it. Like maybe it had run its course with me and I had run my course with it. And now I was starting. I felt there was repetition. You know, I don't know, maybe you haven't listened to every one of my shows, so maybe you didn't feel there was repetition, but I felt there was so much repetition, and I was starting to interview some of the same people over and over again. I certainly have some guests who have been on my show 2 times and 3 times, and it just didn't feel fresh. And, you know, in my book, Sex and Happiness, and also in my life, I strive for the fresh and new. I like to keep life fresh. One of the reasons that I teach people to move in the unknown, which is called Lati Han, is because being fresh being able to move into new and unseen territory, being able to really pray for the unknown in life, is something that I pride myself on. And I just had to look at Tantra Cafe and say, I feel it's run its course. I hope none of you are boo-hooing about this. If you are, then you're going to have to go into Ladi Han. Ladi Han literally means spiritual practice, and translated in Tantra, it means, and not all tantrics practice this, by the way, but Ladi Han, Latihan, literally really means to move in the unknown with authentic movement. Authentic means really speaking my truth as I realize it to be. And moving in the unknown means going where I haven't dared to go before. So this is what I have been, I guess you could say, stirring about. I've been wondering what to do next, what to do with the show, which direction to take it. And you know what? I'd certainly like to hear from you. This doesn't cross you out. You know, you've been loyal, you've been amazing and with me, and I'm going to tell you some of the ideas that I have and where I think I'm taking it. And I certainly, if I ever, ever wanted to hear from you, it's now. I want to hear what you'd like to see. I'd like your input. I love getting fan mail from you, and the mail that I've received over the years has been amazing, telling me which shows that you've loved. People have written to me and told me how this influenced their life, how it changed them. One woman wrote to me from the UK telling me that when she cleans her house, she listens to different episodes of my show, and it helps her with her sexuality. It helps her with her self-esteem. It helps her with her raising of her kids. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So I'm open to the suggestions, and I'm open to my own suggestions. I'm open to my own inner guidance, and this is where I'm being guided. And that's all there is to it. So I'm changing. So this program is going to change from Tantra Cafe to something else. It may change to sex and happiness. It may change to sex, romance, and intimacy. I'm broadening the subject because I want to hear from other people. I want to hear from people like you. I want to have guests on the show that are people who are not necessarily experts. For the past 3 years, I've pretty much had experts. I've had a few of my students, but I've had people who could speak something about Tantra, something about body movement, something about health and well-being, some kind of an expert. Lately I've had the Men in Romance series, so I've been asking men about their ideas of romance, and I've had everyday men turn out to be experts in the idea of romance. And so, again, I'm saying I'm very, very open to names, and I'm very, very open to the broadening of the whole look at intimacy, romance, love, relating, relationships, and sex as well. I don't want the show to just be about sex. I think there's enough out there that are about that. So really, that's what I wanted to tell you. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And I'm talking about how Tantra Cafe is going to go through some changes. Meantime, I want you to know that this segment of the show is brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, Silk, a personal lubricant, a lubricant that is made from kiwi vines of Australia, a lubricant that matches your own pH or that changes your pH when you use it to be more healthy. Silk is gentle, all natural, and feels really just like a woman. It's water-based and nearly identical to your own secretions, you being a woman. Please go to butterflyworkshops.com/silk, S-Y-L-K. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown, and then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra
okay,
the respect
back with
it deserves.
Cafe, and I'm Laurie Handler,
it's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook.
The show formally known
go to sexandhappiness.com to
and
order
not
your
sure
copy
exactly
of Sex
the name
and
of
Happiness by
be,
me,
but it's going to be broader,
Laurie
as
Handler,
I said.
The host
kind
of
like
Tantra
the
Cafe.
Artist formerly known as Prince when he wanted to get out of his CBS contract, so he changed his name. They had the contract with somebody named Prince, and Prince said, well, I can get out of the contract if I want to get out of the contract. It's my right to get out of the contract. So he dropped the name legally of Prince, and he called himself the artist formerly known as. So Tantra Cafe is probably going to become the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe. And as I said, I'm not sure exactly where it's going yet or what direction it's going to take, but I'm the kind of person that likes to tell people up front what's happening. And if I was getting bored with the subject matter, there's a chance that you were getting bored of the subject matter. Although I do pride myself on being like one step ahead. I like to be one step ahead of my students always, just so I can experience what I'm asking them to go through. And this is true Tantra. When one steps into the unknown, myself, when I step into the unknown, and when I don't know exactly where I'm going, and I trust that I'm going in the perfect direction, I trust that everything that I've done up to this point has been correct and right for me, and correct and right in terms of my dealings with you, then I trust that I am going in the right direction, that I'm headed to the perfect place. And as I said, I certainly would love and welcome your input. As a matter of fact, I may take some of the input on names of the from the show, names for the new show, from you and from people who have been my guests before. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Tantra Cafe is going to change. The show will be much more broad about relationships, relating, romance, intimacy, and sex. And it will broaden from simply the tantric perspective to a much bigger audience, a much bigger perspective. I mean, a lot of times, you should know this, that a lot of times I get requests for people to be guests on my show. And they have some cool books out there, and they do some cool guest speaking. But I can never figure out how to tie it in with Tantra. So I end up rejecting a lot of people who could possibly make a huge difference, not only in my life, but in your life. And I reject them because they have no tie in to Tantra whatsoever. So that's what I'm talking about. I really do want to stop that. I want to stop being so limited. And I want to allow myself to grow and expand and therefore expand my listenership. Oh, another thing I want to expand are my sponsors. I think a lot of sponsors shy away from Tantra because, you know, I've been fighting with this whole view of how Tantra is viewed in the world. as just another form of kind of esoteric sex, a thing that that people do who are not well trained, and they, you know, sometimes people who are in the business of prostitution or in the business of some kind of maybe illegal, illicit types of body work, that do tantra, say they're doing tantra, and what maybe they're doing is just using tantra as a cover phrase. Or I like to laugh about it. They say Om Namah Shivaya, and which is a Hindu chant, and then they kind of make everything okay. So I don't want that. I want to steer away from being limited by my own box that I put myself in. And and by the way, this is not just happening on the, as far as the radio show goes. This is happening in terms of my whole life. I'm broadening. I'm increasing my scope. I'm stretching past my boundaries. I'm unlimited, and I'm acting unlimited. I'm breaking through any restraints or limitations that I've had in the past, self-imposed or other. And you know what, everybody? I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you in your life to take a look at what's limiting you. Take a look at where you're stuck in an image, in a role, and break free of it. Break out of it as quickly as you can. Use my show. Use me as an example to break out of any place where you've held yourself the same for years and years and years again, whether it's somebody's mother, you know, your so-and-so's mother, whether you're somebody's wife, whether you're somebody's husband, whether you're an employee, like you're a CPA, or you're a doctor, or you're a truck driver, whatever it is, and that's the way you look at yourself, and you limit yourself to that. I encourage you to break free. I really do. I mean, and this show has always been about that. I've always said that people who are sexually liberated, who are sexually free, I really mean that. And I mean that about myself. I am sexually free, and I can never, ever be controlled by anyone or anything. And I invite you to join me in this, to break free of even something that seemed so liberating. Tantra for me was one of the most liberating things, and is one of the most liberating things that I've ever done in my life. And now I actually see limitations. So that's why I'm asking you to join me in the Laurie Handler's Liberation Movement. The show probably will be called Laurie Handler's on. So welcome your input about this, about whether you, what you think I should do, what direction you think I should take with the show. I mean, to me, I'd like it to be a two-way street, not just a unilateral decision on my part. But so far, I want you to know, everybody that I've talked to about it, including my stations, BBS Radio and Web Talk Radio, and my radio coaches, people who coach me at getting better at my craft, they've all gotten excited. My technicians, my wonderful Seth, and now Doug, and sometimes Don, they all have rejoiced at the idea. They love my show, and they think that I should expand. So I feel that if they've met me with tremendous confidence and applause and way to go, atta girl, I, you know, I'm just hoping that you feel the same. And if you're somebody who's putting on your brakes now and going, how could she do this? Why would she do this? Something you could expect from me for life, forever. And, you know, I'm physically immortal, so I plan to be here forever. Something, if you stick with me forever, you will notice I'm never going to be the same. I'm always going to change. I don't even want to wake up the same. I don't want to wake up knowing that's just me. That, to me, feels too limited, like too much of a limitation. So everything must change. And Tantra Cafe, the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe, must change as well. And there we have it. Tantra Cafe is going to change to the Laurie Handler's Something Hour, the Laurie Handler's Sex and Happiness Hour, the Laurie Handler's Intimacy Hour, the Laurie Handler's Intimacy and Romance Hour, whatever. It's going to change. And I really invite your input. So please write me. Please tell me what you think. And please don't grieve. Just please follow me into whatever my next paradigm is, whatever my new found iteration is, because I promise you it'll be better than anything you ever expected before. I can literally promise you that because I know that about myself. Life just keeps getting better and better and more surprising, which I love. So thanks for listening to all that. The next few weeks, as I say, are going to be a transition. About the next 3 weeks after this will be transition as well. I may speak for one segment about it and then have a guest for the next three segments, and we'll just see how that goes. And who knows, maybe that'll become the form of the show. So thank you. Thank you all for being my loyal listeners and downloaders. I appreciate you more than you know. I appreciate hearing from you more than you know. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting better. And that's really what I want you to know. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe, the program formerly known as Tantra Cafe. And I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm invoking some big, massive changes. And I hope you'll all join me. This part of the show has been brought to you by Silk, S-Y-L-K, a personal lubricant made from kiwi vines in New Zealand. And please go to my website, butterflyworkshops.com/silk, S-Y-L-K, for more info. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back when my guest will be Ms. Nicole Miller. She is going to be speaking to us about her theory, her notion of awkward intercourse. We're going to find out what that is. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Have you tried lubrications during sex only to find out that your partner feels that they feel so artificial, or that one of you, either your partner or you, has gotten some kind of an irritation? Well, today I'm talking to Shayna Venice, who is the founder of New Zealand Pure, which is a unique product line for sexual wellness. And she's going to be discussing Silk with us. Silk is a new and unique lubricant. Shayna, tell us a little bit about this vaginal thing that happens, or this other kind of thing, genital thing that happens, these irritations and this falseness. What can people do with Silk?
Well, the beauty of Silk is it does mimic your own vaginal secretions. So you can put the Silk on and he'll never know the difference. And that's the beauty. It is almost similar to you. And what Silk does, made with kiwi vine extract, very similar to aloe vera, but different. And what it does is it helps balance the pH of the vagina. So if your vagina is a little bit too acidy, it will bring it more into being more alkaline. If it's too alkaline, it'll add a bit of acid because you need that to kill off bacteria. So it's an antifungal, antibacterial, and a product that will help you balance your own pH.
It sounds terrific. People, you can get this product by going to Silk, SYLKUSA.com. That's SilkUSA.com. Okay, we're back with Tantra Cafe. And as I said before, it's a program formerly known as Tantra Cafe. I'm not sure where it's going exactly. It's expanding, and it will have a new name. But right now, we're still in a Tantra Cafe transition mode. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And my guest today is Topeka Ms. Nicole. And Ms. Nicole is a person who has a varied background. Her platform is of love, which means no shame, no judgment, no guilt, just love. She's on a mission to assist individuals in connecting to their divine self and finding the path that resonates with them. And I must let you know that Ms. Nicole and I have met each other on the tantric path. And today we're going to talk about something. I saw her post recently on Facebook about something called awkward intercourse. And that just cracked me up. I love the whole notion of it, because I think it means so many things. I think it can represent a lot of different descriptions of ways to look at life. So, Ms. Nicole, welcome to Tantra Cafe.
Well, thank you, Laurie. It's awesome to be on the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe.
Yeah, thank you for listening to all that. And certainly I'm open to your ideas as well as to where to go with this. But I know it's just got to expand. And that's what feels right to me. And that's speaking my truth. And that's what I want everyone to do. So why should I?
It's not expansion. It's not Tantra, right?
Exactly.
That's what Tantra is all about.
Exactly. So I saw your post this week. Of course, you and I have known each other for a few years now. And you have a varied background. You're an ordained spiritual guide. You're a mother. You've been a wife, an ex-wife, a teacher, a dancer, a choreographer, an actress, a model, a comedian, lots of things. And you posted this crazy thing on Facebook the other day, and I just went, oh, I was so drawn to the term awkward intercourse. What is that? Is that the name of something? Is that a phrase that you coined? How can we get our arms around awkward intercourse?
Well, awkward intercourse actually began as an improv troupe that I was putting together, that I was coordinating. And we came up with that name because a lot of our material revolved around sex and things that society would deem as awkward or inappropriate. And we felt like our work was going to bring to the forefront things that people are normally uncomfortable talking about or dealing with. And I love the double entendre of it, awkward intercourse being, you know, sexual intercourse, but then intercourse also being, you know, a dialogue and exchange of information. And my goal in it is to get rid of the awkwardness. So call it what it is. Right now, it is awkward. It's a very awkward thing for people to talk about sexuality and sex, at least in our society, because that's how most of us have been domesticated. And through awkward intercourse, I think we can break it down so that it becomes less awkward.
So what you could be suggesting here, I mean, to me, this is such a great term to coin. What you could be suggesting here is even teenagers going home from school and telling their parents that they want to talk about awkward intercourse, both the awkward intercourse of having the conversation and the awkward intercourse about awkward intercourse in the sexual connotation. Like, it just the double entendre here is it's brilliant, it's genius, and it's beautiful. I could see teenagers wanting to talk to their parents about awkward intercourse. And calling the subject that.
Right. You know, wouldn't it be great to, you know, whether you're a parent or a child, to be able to go to the other and say, okay, I have a desire to have awkward intercourse. Basically saying, there's something really important to me that's really uncomfortable for me to talk about, but I really want to have this dialogue with you. Whether that's about actual awkward intercourse or other things in life that, you know, normally we're afraid to speak out on or share or explore with other people, and having that permission to do so, having that opportunity to say, you know, I'm having these thoughts, these feelings, these urges, these opportunities, and I'm conflicted because there's this part of me that's really drawn to it, but then there's all this societal pressure or cultural expectations or different things external to myself. They're just telling me that it's wrong or inappropriate, but I need an outlet. We need an outlet. We need an opportunity to express these things and to explore these things. And that, you know, for me, goes back to my tantric beliefs of expansion, that when we're inspired to something, whatever it is, no matter how inappropriate or awkward it may seem, there's a growth opportunity there. And there's not many places we can go to explore those things that society deems as inappropriate, unacceptable, or awkward.
Exactly. Well, you know, you remind me of a teenager's again. I mean, all teenagers, when they're going through that period of time when their bodies are changing, certainly I can remember mine when my body was changing from a child into like premenstrual and then full on, you know, menstrual, and my body was changing into a woman's body, but there was that period of time in between the teenage years, and everything was happening to me. All kinds of things were changing. It was the most awkward. I mean, I look back at it and I loved it because I kind of knew what was going on. It's not like my mother really talked to me very much. Like, my mother had awkward intercourse with me, you know. My mom, you know, I was so precocious, and I was so consumed with what was happening to me. I would ask my babysitters, what is this? I would ask my cousins who were a little bit older than me, what's going on with my body. By the time my mother wanted to have the conversation with me and handed me a book on sexuality, mm-hmm. I already knew it was too late. She didn't get there on time. And I imagine, you know, I recently worked with parents and teens and taught them sexuality. You know, I did a teen right. sexuality course, and then I taught what I taught to the teens, to the parents. Mm-hmm. And everybody was still so awkward. I mean, I made the teens promise they were going to talk to their parents about it, but some of the parents came in when I met with them a few weeks later, and they said no, their teens had not broached the subject at all. They just said the class was good.
It is a process. It's definitely a process. You know, for example, when I first went to my mother and said, "Mom, what's sex?" You know, I was young. I was somewhere around maybe 5 or 6 years old, somewhere in that frame. And her response to me was, "Well, sex is the difference between a man and a woman. There's a male sex and a female sex." And that was the conversation about what sex was. Now, even at that young age, I had a basic understanding of sexual intercourse, and that's what I was asking. That was the question that I wanted to ask. That was the subject I wanted to broach with her. But we didn't have that conversation at that time because it was awkward for her. It was uncomfortable for her. And the response she gave me, in turn, started to create the awkwardness in me. Because there was a message sent there that this is not something that you talk about with your mother. This is something that you let your little friends that are talking to you about humping and bumping uglies and all these different euphemisms that we use for intercourse. And so that's where I continued to get my education, was through the media and through my friends. It wasn't until I got... Oh, go ahead.
No, I never heard bumping uglies before.
It's a cultural thing, Laurie. You know, and so, and now as a mother, now I'm having conversations with my daughter, who's 15, almost 16, and there was one conversation we had a couple years ago, and in the conversation, my daughter put her hand on my arm, looked at me, and said, "Mom, that's enough." I said, "Okay, honey, but if you want to talk more about masturbation, you just let me know. I'm here whenever you need me." And so, yes, even though I've acknowledged and I see that the awkwardness needs to be brought out and we need to work through it, she's still, my daughter, is still a part of society. Her father has different beliefs, different values than I do. So there's still that awkwardness for her in discussing those things. The good thing is that when she does have questions, when she does have concerns, when she does need feedback about things that normally people wouldn't go to their parents and talked about, I really do believe and feel that my daughter has done that. And I won't get into details in order to respect her privacy, but she does come to me with things that I share with friends, and they're like, "Wow, she actually talks to you about that?" And it feels good to know that because I've kind of laid this foundation and have moved through the awkwardness, because that's the thing, you have to move through the awkwardness of it. You can't just flip a switch and reprogram yourself, you know? Yeah. That's why people like Laurie Handlers have workshops like Bliss and things, for people to work through these things, to move this energy, to move these feelings and sensations and get to the bottom of it and start to rewrite our stories.
Yes, it's so important. It's so important to be able to talk naturally about this whole subject. This awkwardness has to go, I think, but I love it in terms of bringing up the, you know, and broaching the subject. Mm-hmm. You know, I just love it. So we're going to pause here for a moment. We're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe. It almost falls out of my mouth. Like I hear myself going, ta-ta. And then I want to say it's the formerly known as Tantra Cafe because the show is changing. It's growing. It's expanding. I'm growing. So I'm here with my guest today, Miss Nicole. And we are talking about awkward intercourse. And we just talked about it between parents and teens. When we come back, we're going to open it up some more and see what else we can do with this, because I think that the term is fabulous. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you're looking for the absolute best holiday present that you could possibly get for someone, consider Tanga Fine Lingerie. Tanga Fine Lingerie comes from France and Italy. It's amazing fabric, lace, and silk. and you won't find anything like it anywhere. That's www.tangafinelingerie.com. T-A-N-G-A, finelingerie.com.
Many times on Tantra Cafe, you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now, you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lati Han, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and today you're listening to the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe. Tantra Cafe is changing. Laurie Handlers is changing. Yippee. Please join me. Please join me in this transition. At this moment, I'm speaking with Ms. Nicole, who is somebody who's been through many things like acting and working with people to expand themselves, finding their divine path, doing tantric private sessions with people, and looking for infinite possibilities. That's exactly what I'm looking for today. So there's no mistake that you're on the show with me today, and we're talking about awkward intercourse. You know, I love that you respected the right of privacy, but so I'm not going to pry there. What I want to know is some things that you would recommend if parents wanted to bring up this subject, awkward intercourse, and they wanted to bring it as a double entendre. You know, my dear, today I want to talk to you about awkward intercourse. That's awkward conversation referring right. to the awkward sexual act.
Well, and I think we can all be very honest that when we look back on our sexual experiences in the beginning, it's pretty awkward, even with education, even with knowledge. Going through the experience is a trial and error. It's discovering yourself. It's finding what pleases you, what doesn't please you, how to please another person, how to read another person, how to communicate with another person. Unfortunately, our society doesn't necessarily have the structures that teach that to people that are young and moving into exploring their sexual energy. So the first step, I think, for parents is to start with the self. Start by checking in with, you know, what were the messages I received about sexuality? What are the messages I've been sending about sexuality? Because I think a lot of times parents don't even realize the unspoken messages that they're sending. You know, like the example I gave with my mother, you know, she felt she was giving me an age-appropriate answer, and I honor that and I respect that. I just don't think she was aware that she was also sending another message about hiding things, concealing things, having shame behind those things. So I think that's the first step, is that parents have to look at what's their story about sexuality. And then
because people, for the most part, when people find my classes, they're yep. still very stuck in shame. They're still very mm-hmm. stuck in guilt. I mean, there is not a big enough movement in our world at this moment to have people shame-free. I don't even know what we, I guess, I don't even like to put the word shame with free. For me, it would be mm-hmm. self-empowered, self-aware, at ease with self, at ease with my body, at ease with my mind, at ease with mm-hmm. myself as a woman, at ease with myself as an adult, at ease with myself as a teenager. I don't like any of those words where you put free on the end, like smoke free always gives me the image of someone smoking.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So if we use shame free, then we get shame.
Exactly.
I don't want that.
I'm with you. Well, one of the things that I preach or share with people is authenticity, vulnerability, and allowing. I think those three things are very much at the key at the cornerstone of us building our true foundation, of us realizing our true potential, our true self, not the one that we've been led to or that we've constructed to fit into our families, to fit into our societies, those different kinds of things. And it is a process. It's, you know, you can't just go to, you know, the Bliss workshop one time and everything's fine and everything's cured. You know, yeah. As much as you get out of those experiences, it is a continual process. You know, when I do meditations with people, one of the key things we always come back to is thanking our bodies where we're at right now, with all our so-called flaws, with all our so-called imperfections, acknowledging that the whole time we're in this body, we are a work in progress, moving towards our higher self. And even when we get to what we're envisioning right now as our higher self, guess what? There's going to be another vision beyond that. And exactly. Always being open to that.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting now, you know, as an adult, I'm well into my adulthood, I would say. Mm-hmm. And this year I had my 63rd rotation around the sun, or I started my 63rd rotation around the sun. And I recently, you know, I've been, now that I've moved to Phoenix, my social life is really amazing. It's much more hot than it was in New York. Sorry, New York, but that's the truth. And I recently, I met a new man, and he said, one of the things he said to me, and I don't know if this you find this too, but he mm-hmm. said to me, I'm really attracted to you, your vitality, your energy, the everything about you, the way you look, the way you express, the twinkle in your eyes. He said, and I have to tell you that I'm really nervous because I know you that you know so much more than me about sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, listen, I know a lot about it and I can speak about it and teach it. And I don't flinch. I don't have awkward intercourse about awkward intercourse. However, I said, I want to let you know that when I finally decide to, you know, have sex with somebody, who gets in that bed is a real person,
mm-hmm.
a person with some shyness and a mm-hmm. person with feelings and with, you know, wondering how it's going and hoping that it's going to go okay. It's not, I don't get into bed with somebody and I'm a teacher. I said, I'm a real person and I come to the sexual experience as a real person who's been through all of it. And I'm no different from you, I said to him. Mm-hmm. And there is that awkwardness, that awkward intercourse of the newness also, of just a new person and not familiarity, you know, which I love, you know.
Well, so, and that's the thing is that people sometimes think because we do the work we do, because we express the way we express, that we have all the answers. And I'm continually telling people the only answers I have are mine, and I'm still finding more answers. And, you know, yes, I may be, you know, if we want to make it comparable to schooling, okay, I might have a PhD in all this and you feel like you're still in preschool. Trust me, there's more work to be done. There's always more. It never ends. There is not a spot that you get to and it's like, oh, well, that's it. I've done everything I can within the realm of my sexuality and my sexual expression, and I'm complete. There's always a new layer. There's always a new opportunity. There's always a new experience. And part of that goes to, like you mentioned, the plethora of people in our society that we have the opportunity to engage with and interact with. No matter how deep it goes, there's always something new there because every person that we encounter is bringing something unique to the situation and to our life.
So we could call all of life awkward intercourse.
I would say yes. I would say yes. You know, it is this awkward experience of trying to figure things out and moving through the space and trying to negotiate, you know, the choices and the terms of everything. It is a constant work in progress. I think the most important thing is to stay present with it all, you know, be there for the experiences. I think sometimes people get too caught up in the outcomes or the potentials and the worries and the fears, and so they're not really present with what's happening right in front of them. But there's always going to be more.
and I'm sure in yours too, has been to keep, to stop people from focusing on the outcome and focus mm-hmm. people to be in the present. Now, I want to give people a way to get in touch with you so okay. that they can find out more about this. I think personally this should be a book, Awkward Intercourse. So I hope I'm planting that seed with you. Maybe we'll write it together if you don't have the notion to do it yourself. But I think it's brilliant.
Okay. And
I think it's a play on words, and I think it's
uh-huh.
it's comedic, and it should be out there. Maybe it could show parents how to talk to their children.
I think you're right.
So how do people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
Mm-hmm.
Where should they go?
Well, here's the first thing. My legal name is Miss Nicole, MysNikol, and the joy of that is I'm the only person with that name in the world that I'm aware of. So you pretty much go to any place and / Miss Nicole, and I have a page there. So whether it's Facebook or MySpace or whatever, also through email, you can email me, MissNicole@AOL, MissNicole@Yahoo. I'm not hard to find. I live a very transparent existence. You can go on Facebook, punch in Miss Nicole. Both my personal and my fan page will come up. So I'm really easy to find in that sense.
Okay, that's great. So they can find out more about you. They mm-hmm. can find out more about your efforts working with you individually or yep. working with you. I mean, maybe they got turned on to this awkward intercourse and who knows. Maybe somebody will come up with some new ideas for it. Thanks for being my guest today. I appreciate
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, during my transition, I think it was a perfect time to have you. And
You were talking about the show formerly known as Tantra Cafe, I'm like, how perfect, because I am in the birthplace of the artist formerly known as Prince, and here we are.
I love it. Well, this segment of the show was brought to you by Tanga Fine Lingerie, TANGA, Fine Lingerie, lingerie from France and Italy. Some of the finest you'll ever find. Treat yourself. Go to TangaFineLingerie.com. And please remember to go to Laurie's Picks, Laurie's recommended section on WebTalkRadio.net to find out more about HormoneNurse.com, whether you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones. Find out more about polyamory for the 21st century from Dr. Deborah Annapol, Flirting with Heart by Robin Vogel, and Tantra for Awakening with Crystal Dawn Morris. You can find out way more about all this and go to Facebook and look up Life Work Patches for People and Pets to find out more about how you can help your pets get out of pain, yourself get out of pain, sleep better, all kinds of things. That's Life Wave Patches. Come back next week to the program formerly known as Tantra Cafe to find out how I've progressed in my transition and to see what, you know, if I have some potential names and what some of you have written and said to me. And we'll be in the unknown. I can't wait. I look forward to it. I'm saying namaste from and to Tantra Cafe. Thank you so much. Be with you next time. This is Laurie Handler signing off.